you're feeling good, say yeah.
Yeah! Monday Motivation here on the Joe and Alex Show. We like to share the positive stuff. All right, how about this dad? He got a 3.5-inch scar tattooed onto his chest so that he can match his 6-year-old son's, who's just had life-saving heart surgery last month. Martin Aww. Watts has two sons, actually born with a heart condition, and that develops, I guess, before birth and causes the narrowing of the large blood vessels that carries blood from the heart to the rest of the body. So pretty much without surgery, you will die. Leanne Watts, his wife, said her husband's new tattoo gives the boys confidence about their surgeries. It shows them, it shows him it's nothing to be scared of and that he should be proud of what he has achieved in life. I tweeted this out, Joe Pesh Radio on Twitter, but also at Joe and Alex Show. We retweeted that and it'll be up online at joeandalexshow.com. But I think it's really cool that the dad did that. And could you imagine being a little kid? I'm an adult man and I've had surgery and I'm so scared, but a little kid, that's scary.
I could not imagine. That's got to be so terrifying for him and the parents.
What do you got, Liv, for your Monday motivation?
Okay, so I have something really cute. So a gay couple said that they received a handwritten note from a neighbor and it was totally unexpected. So she posted a photo of the actual note after finding it under a rock outside of the door of her girlfriend's house. So here's what the note says. It says, "You don't know me. We're moving away today, but I wanted to thank you. Seeing a pride flag waving so proudly outside your house every day has given me the courage to come out to my family and be more comfortable with who I am."
That's good stuff.
So isn't that so cute?
That is. It's good stuff.
Yeah. So this little kid is just like feeling more inspired to be herself and more comfortable in her own shoes just by something so simple as her neighbor hanging a pride flag.
I'm just inspired to see that kids can still write. I mean, that too.
Yeah, I mean, the handwriting isn't great, but we're not going to judge her.
Yeah, I'm surprised it wasn't a DM, so that's some good stuff. Porkchop, what do you got this morning for Monday Motivation?
There's a couple from Hemp Hill County, Texas, that are engaged, and they're scheduled to get married New Year's Eve 2020.
Okay.
So that's great, right?
Yeah, we got like 6 more months now. That's cool. A lot of time to plan.
Yeah, I've got a wedding that day that I'm going to, actually.
Well, the groom, Clay, his grandmother is 100 years old.
Whoa.
And she's in the hospital, and her health is declining. So they did not want the grandma to miss the ceremony, so they had a little special ceremony in her hospital room.
Aw, that's so
great.
Cute.
And since then, her health has been inclining.
No way.
Seriously. Wow. I thought he was like, but she died.
Wait, that's
okay.
So
that is
cute.
Great.
No, I actually have a friend from college who did that. They found out that her dad only had like 6 months to live, had cancer, and she was engaged to be married, and they ended up getting married like 8 months in advance in the hospital so he could be there and like walk her down the, well, not like, but go down the aisle with her.
Right.
Wow. Okay. That's really cool, man. Hey, you can check out these stories. We'll put them up at joeandalexshow.com. Maybe even a swipe up link for you to check out. Make sure you follow us Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. That is your Monday motivation.